In China, there are renewed concerns about the safety of buildings. A brand new 13-story building collapsed this weekend in Shanghai. One worker was killed. China hoped it had neutralized worries about shoddy construction after last year's earthquake, when thousands of buildings, including many schools, collapsed. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai on this latest disaster.
This is the most extraordinary sight. Just across the river from where I'm standing, there's a 13-story building which has just toppled over. It's almost as if a giant nudged the building over with his fingertip. This is the sight that greeted Mrs. Wang, who lives just opposite this building, at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning, and she could not believe her eyes or her ears.
There was a noise. It seemed as if the ground was moving like an earthquake. There was a cloud of smoke, and the building had fallen over. We had a big shock.
The crowd of people have gathered around me on the riverbank, and they're all speculating about why this building, which was still under construction, why it might have toppled over. Some people are blaming the foundations. They're saying the foundations were unstable. Some people say that could be because they were building a two-story underground car park underneath the building. I've been to see the government official who's responsible. He says the investigation is still underway. It's too early to draw any conclusions.
Nine people from the developers have been placed under control. They are being held in one place and helping with our inquiries. There's no proof of criminal activity, so we can't arrest them.
Chen Zhitiang from the Minhang District Propaganda Bureau. He denies this is another case of shoddy construction, known here as tofu dregs construction, like the schools that crumbled in last year's earthquake in Sichuan.
No one is calling this a tofu dregs building. If it was a tofu dregs construction, it would have fallen apart when it collapsed. Yet in this case, it collapsed in one piece.
In another government office, anxious homeowners are hoping to get refunds. Almost 500 apartments have been sold in this development. There are 10 other buildings beside the one that collapsed. The government insists they're safe, but no one believes that. Wang Xuetong spent almost $240,000 on a 1,000-square-foot apartment. Now his eyes are red and puffy. He looks like he's been crying.
The government should demolish these flats and build new ones for us. The quality of these is bad.
The Chinese press is reporting that the developer's license expired in 2004. Back at the site, one former construction technician, who will only identify himself as Mr. Chen, told us that corruption in the industry is endemic.
If the quality control department refuses to sign on the dotted line, the developer can't start. So the developer invites these officials for dinner and drinks, and then everything is fine. That's the Communist Party for you.
A China Daily editorial says it's ironic that such an accident should happen in Shanghai, one of the most advanced Chinese cities. But that's not irony. It's a serious embarrassment for the government. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.